And I believe that most of this year here, I think is what you call a sandy loam. Mm-hmm. It ain't sandy land, it ain't dark land. Mm-hmm. But it's a good, rich, and I believe that's the best soil that, I think that's what they call the best soil there is, but in our soil a mixture. Mm-hmm. We've got several different soils in Miller County. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a shallow soil, they call that clay land. You know, it ain't deep to the clay. Mm-hmm. But a good soil, a good deep soil, it's a real good deep soil. It's about 24 inches. Mm-hmm. But they ain't near all the 24-inch soil. Mm-hmm. Well, sandy land, you got to go down on it before you hit any clay. Mm-hmm. Now, when I said soil, that's from the top till you hit clay, don't you see? Mm-hmm. For instance, out there in the middle of that yard where it's been washed, I expect you to hit clay in 6 inches out there. Mm-hmm. Out on in that field, 12, someplace you'd go deeper than that before you'd hit any red dirt. Mm-hmm. And there's a creek back here, divides. And I don't know why that is, but on one side of this creek right here, mm-hmm. it's real sandy. And some of it won't make nothing much. Well, now that sandy land will make anything except corn and cotton. Mm-hmm. They didn't used to make good peanuts, but they have learned to make good, of course they use a side of fertilizer, but they've learned you can take fertilizer and water, mm-hmm. and make a good crop of anything on any kind of land. Mm-hmm. But it takes more water and more fertilizer. Mm-hmm. You see, you take a real extra sandy land, 10 inches of rain won't even hurt it. Mm-hmm. When it would wash, it should just ruin you here. Mm-hmm. But unless that 10 inches would fall quick enough to wash it, mm-hmm. you know, 5 inches of rain in 48 hours, it won't even wash. But if it'll 5 inches of rain fall in an hour, mm-hmm. it'll ruin your field. That's just too much water on the ground one time. See, it's got to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. But if it goes into the period of time, it takes it to fall.
Could you ever raise a crop, any kind of crop, of in a swamp, in the water?
In the water? Nothing but rice. Rice is the only thing that I know of. And then they had that where they could control it, and you could turn the water on or off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, we don't grow them here, but I believe it's there's some kind of cranberry, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. I think they flood hit out, turn water in on hit. Mm-hmm. And so your berries float to, now I'm talking something other now, now that's history for you from Somerset's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not telling you something I know, mm-hmm. but I've talked with people that where they raised them. Mm-hmm. And they done that. But now we had a high land rice here that we grew here for several years. Mm-hmm. That was back in the 1600s. Mm-hmm. Anywhere from 1910 to 1920,